July 16, gain that is loss. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Philippians 3:8. What is God's will? What shall I do to glorify God? I am pledged to serve my Savior with undivided affection. I count everything but dross that I may win Christ. Heaven, eternal life, is worth everything to me, and Christ has died that I might come into possession of the eternal weight of glory. We cannot afford to make any mistake where eternal interests are involved. To be indifferent to the claims of God upon us is most ungrateful. We cannot neglect this great salvation and be guiltless. An eternity of bliss has been purchased for every son and daughter of Adam, and all may have a clear title to the immortal inheritance, the eternal substance, if they will in probationary time prove their obedience to the commandments of God. All will be tested in this life. If they by faith lay hold on the merits of Christ and serve God with all their hearts, they will have a title to those mansions that Jesus has prepared for all that love Him. Let us love God supremely, allowing no influence to come between us and our God. We must give heed to the light which God has permitted to shine upon our pathway. We must show before all heaven that we appreciate every ray of light. We must reflect that light upon others. We are responsible to God for our influence. Even if we are compelled to stand apparently alone, we are not alone, for Christ is with us to encourage and strengthen and bless us. He is acquainted with every desire of your heart, with every purpose of your soul. He says, "I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you." John 14:18. Let us believe that God will do just as He has promised. We must not allow our minds to drift and come to no point. We know that the Lord is soon to come, and we must serve God from principle and be firm as a rock to follow in the path of obedience, because it is the only safe path.